forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, mid-50s with wind gusts at 30. Tomorrow night, clear skies around 26. As we enter Thursday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 43.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Today, several Senate committees, including Finance and Homeland Security, holding confirmation hearings for Biden's cabinet picks. Ag groups who rely on farm workers are pushing for the Senate Homeland Security Committee to swiftly confirm Alejandro Mayorkas, which is Biden's pick for the Department of Homeland Security. That includes Customs and Border Protection, responsible for inspection of ag imports at ports and airports, and Citizenship and Immigration Services, which process those H-2A visa applications. Mayorkas ran U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services from 2009 to 2013. The Senate Finance Committee will have a hearing for Treasury Secretary-designee Janet Yellen, and she will tell senators that the value of the dollar should be determined by markets and that the Biden administration will not attempt to weaken the dollar to get a trade advantage. Foreign Relations Committee will hear from Anthony Blinken. That's Biden's pick for Secretary of State. On Thursday, the Senate Commerce Committee will have its hearing on Pete Buttigieg. That's Biden's pick to head the Department of Transportation. The Senate Ag Committee yet scheduled a hearing for Secretary of Agriculture designee Tom Vilsack. Still up in the air is the timing of the Senate to take up the impeachment article approved by the House last week following the situation in the Capitol. The House is yet to deliver those impeachment papers to the Senate. Iowa's Republican Senator Chuck Grassley told reporters last week that the Senate trial could hurt Biden by delaying his agenda, as Biden last week proposed a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package that is supposed to be the top priority for Congress to consider. Without the impeachment trial, Grassley said we could immediately get to work on approving cabinet nominees and his agenda. So anything that detracts from that, particularly in the first 100 days, seem to be detracting from what Biden wants to see accomplished. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Dr. Lee Norman said that the state will know later this week whether we'll be able to move into phase 2 of COVID-19 vaccine distribution or not. KWCH News reports that phase 2 does include individuals 65 years and older, as well as high contact critical workers such as law enforcement. So far, Dr. Norman said that some counties have already started their phase 2 distribution, but he says that relies mainly on the production and quantities of the vaccine being sent to the state and how quickly he can get it out to the different counties. In other news, the legendary Kansas State football coach Bill Schneider is now the author of a children's book. KSN News reports that his latest book, Take It From Me, is a book written around the 16 Wildcat goals for success that he says he carries with him every single day.
The value of doing things the right way, the value of being a good person who cares about others, doing the things that will allow you to become successful in all aspects of your life.
Good American Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Candace, abortion opponents are moving with speed to put an anti-abortion amendment to the state's constitution on the ballot. Backers of the measure fear that COVID-19 outbreak could thwart them if they delay. The proposed amendment would overturn a state Supreme Court decision in 2019 that declared access to abortion a fundamental right under the state constitution. It would declare that there is no Kansas constitutional right to abortion and preserve the legislature's power to regulate the abortions. One or both chambers could debate the measure later this week. Efforts to pass the measure last year ended when the legislature shortened its session due to the pandemic. In other news, a federal judge has awarded more than $1 million in damages to another veteran who says he was sexually abused by a former physician assistant at the VA hospital in Kansas. KCUR Radio reports that it's the third time since November that the U.S. District Judge Daniel Crabtree has ruled against the government in cases charging the government with medical malpractice at the Dwight D. Eisenhower VA Medical Center. The veteran alleged that he was subject to unnecessary genital exams and other physical abuse by physician assistant Mark Winsner. Good American Network News.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The Nebraska State Patrol says a North Platte man has died in a rollover crash on I-80 near the south central village of Overton. The Omaha World Herald reports the crash happened early yesterday around 2:30 in the morning, killing 47-year-old Alfred Leon. The patrol says Leon was exiting I-80 near Overton when he lost control of his vehicle and it rolled. Investigators say he died at the scene. Overton is about 25 miles west of Kearney. Nebraska health officials say the number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus in the state dropped to its lowest point on Sunday in nearly 3 months. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services online virus tracker showed 429 people were hospitalized Sunday. That's the lowest number since October. But the number of new daily cases jumped on Sunday to 1,061. That jumped from only 741 cases on Saturday. The total death toll since the pandemic began in Nebraska is 1,837. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rusty Ack Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes.
Rusty Ack Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Ack Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Ack Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Ack Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustyAckFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and held the annual county reorganization, with Fritz Blasky joining the board. The Agency on Aging reported they will begin out-of-county medical transportation in February. Meals on Wheels delivery was to start in Beatty last week, and they will be adding meal delivery to Holm City. Resignations of Fritz Blasky as Blue Rapids Township Clerk and Patricia Hale as Bigelow Township Treasurer were approved, with Jeffrey Stoll accepting appointment as Bigelow Township Treasurer. Recently elected officials were sworn in at the Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday, and county reorganization and appointments were presented. The Washington County Attorney briefly discussed a potential tax sale and advised that the City of Lynn had made contact regards fire district consolidation. Gary Scobie was selected chair and Dylan Keim board co-chairman for the Nemahal County Commissioners for 2021 at their meeting last week. Lori Schmelsley came before the board to let commissioners know she would like affected citizens of the city of Seneca extraterritorial zoning issue to be able to address the board prior to commissioners taking any action. Following an executive session, the Nemahal County Attorney stated the board's decision on November 4, 2019 to approve Seneca resolution would have had to have been repealed within 30 days. Therefore, commissioners do not intend to discuss the matter of invalidating that decision any further at this time. The sheriff presented a revised merit-based pay scale, recommending consideration in place of the current longevity base. It will cost Nemahal County approximately $4,500 per year to pay the shift differential requested. An indefinite leave of absence was approved for Emergency Preparedness Director Russell Leertz, with Sheriff Rich Vernon appointed to the post in the interim. County commissioners are to meet Tuesday this week, with Monday recognized as Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week closed the 2020 session and conducted county reorganization tasks. Eric Thiemann was chosen chairman, Dennis Myers vice chair for 2021. The board voted to approve extension of the deadline on the wind moratorium resolution for another 6 months to July 15th, limiting development of new wind farm operations. Supervisors Schuler and Lytle agreed that needs to be a shorter time frame. Planning and zoning had expressed concerns in getting the regulations done in 6 months. The final vote for the extension was 5-2 in favor, with Schuler and Lytle voting no. The board presented a plaque to be given to Julie Hobine in recognition of her 30 years of service to Gage County in the sheriff's office. Clara Miller, age 88, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Haddam City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Clara Miller. Travis W. Landreth, age 67, of Axtell, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge for Travis Landreth. Jerry V. Scritchfield, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Jerry Scritchfield. Garrett W. Brushwood, age 64, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. No services scheduled to Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in charge for Garrett Brushwood. Walter R. Stumpf, age 90, of Topeka, formerly of Axtell, passed away January 15th. Private family service is planned Saturday, with the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Walter Stumpf.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary in the northern parts of the Midwest, bringing some scattered snow showers across the area. Looks like central parts of the Midwest will see quiet weather for this Tuesday, becoming mostly sunny, dry for tonight. We'll see sunny skies continuing into tomorrow, looks like through the end of the week. We will see a nice warm-up as we head towards the middle of the week into Thursday before a dry cold front pushes through, and that's going to bring us some cooler temperatures as we head into Friday and continuing into the start of the weekend. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, mid-40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, breezy. We'll see highs around the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies at 26. As we get into Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies, lower 50s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-January, 41. Record high on this date, 65. The average low, 17. Record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:43. Sunset this evening at 5:33.
Which life experience would you rate as life's most stressful? All About the Surprise, number one ranking in a survey on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 19th, the 19th day of the year. Singer Dolly Parton celebrates a birthday, and on this night in 1953, over two-thirds of America's households tuned in as Lucille Ball's character gave birth to a baby boy on I Love Lucy. Having a child is high on the list of the most stressful, though happy, life events for many people. Divorce, injury, and losing a job rank right up there, too. But you may have heard it reported recently that the one event people found the most stressful was moving. 63% of those asked said it is the most stressful event they've ever experienced. We agree that it's not a fun adventure, but given the source, it might be wise to take the results with a grain of salt. The survey was conducted by a moving company. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
If you love high school sports and want a piece of the action, we'd like to hear from you. KNDY remains the sports leader in Northeast Kansas and is seeking a part-time play-by-play announcer for high school basketball and football games. If you have broadcast experience or training, or perhaps served as a public address announcer, and think you have the skills to get started immediately, contact us today. We can be flexible with the right individual, but need your commitment to travel game nights in season as scheduled. Maybe it's not you, but you know someone who may be qualified and interested. Please pass this along. Contact KNDY with your qualifications at KNDY@BlueValley.net.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Tuesday. Jared Butler had a season-high 30 points and 8 assists as number 2 Baylor remained undefeated with a 77-69 victory over number 9 Kansas yesterday. The Jayhawks have lost consecutive Big 12 games for the first time in nearly 8 years. Butler made the first of his 7 3-pointers on the first shot of the game, part of an opening 11-2 spurt by the 13-0 Bears. Kansas played for the first time since a 75-70 loss last Tuesday at Oklahoma State before the Jayhawks' scheduled game Saturday was postponed because of COVID-19 issues in Iowa State's program. Jayhawks now with a break until this coming Saturday when they'll take on the Oklahoma Sooners. 11 o'clock is tip-off time. The Houston Texans say they've interviewed 4 more candidates to replace fired coach Bill O'Brien. Those candidates include Kansas City offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
If you plant row crops, now is the time to get signed up for crop insurance with PNB Insurance in Wichita. Ron and Dan Pilecki have years of experience and can help you determine what the best coverage is for your farm. Insurance will never replace what a good crop will produce.
So don't let unpredictable weather destroy your year's work.
Call Ron and Dan Pilecki today at PNB Insurance in Wichita. 1-800-722-9525. That's 1-800-722-9525.
Gonzaga once again has racked up all but two first-place votes that went to Baylor in the latest AP Men's College Basketball poll. Villanova remained firmly behind the preseason top two despite not playing a game since December 23rd due to COVID-19 pauses within its program. Iowa and Texas swapped places to round out the top five, while Duke plummeted from the poll for the first time since February of 2016, following its loss to Virginia Tech. Louisville also fell out, while number 18 Alabama and number 24 UCLA were newcomers to the poll. Wichita State junior Morris Udizi is the American Athletic Conference Player of the Week for January 11th through the 17th. Udizi scored a career-high 20 points and matched another with 8 rebounds in the Shockers' 72-53 win over Tulsa last Wednesday. Udizi is WSU's second Player of the Week in this current season, joining December 28th winner Tyson Etienne. On the hardwood tonight, K-State and the Oklahoma Sooners. Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley League basketball quarterfinals tipped off Monday. In the girls' division, top seed Valley Heights down Centralia 47-43. Second seed Donova West over Clifton Clyde 48-34. Third seed Hanover girls advanced over Washington County 46-34. And fourth seed Frankfort down Wetmore 39-28. Girls' consolation action Tuesday, Lynn and Axtell tip off at 6, Onega and Troy at 7:30. In Thursday's semifinals, back of the bracket, Centralia meets Wetmore at 6. Washington County faces Clifton Clyde at 7:30. In the winner's bracket semifinals Thursday, Valley Heights meets Frankfort at 6. Donova West takes on Hanover at 7:30. Boys play Monday. Top seed Clifton Clyde over Donova West 59-42. Second seed Hanover handled Wetmore 60-48. Third seed Frankfort fell to 11th seed Troy, 64-38, while fourth seed Centralia outlasted Onega 58-30. Tuesday consolation action, Valley Heights and Lynn tip off at 6, Washington County Blue Valley at 7:30. Back of the bracket on Friday in the semifinals, Donova West meets Onega at 6, Wetmore faces Frankfort at 7:30. Boys winners bracket semifinals Friday, Clifton Clyde versus Centralia at 6. Hanover tips off with Troy at 7:30.
Monday makeup games. Abilene girls took Chapman 41-26. Abilene boys defeat Chapman 50-35. Nemohall Central open play in the Thunder Classic. Second seed Nemohall Central defeating number 6 Jackson Heights 56-28. Third seed Marysville meets Jackson Heights Tuesday evening at 7. Live broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In other Tuesday tip-offs, 4th seed Atchison meets number 5 St. Mary's Academy at 4. Top seed St. Mary's will face number 7 Hiawatha at 5:30. Also tipping off Tuesday, Diller Odell girls and boys host Southern.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Plant names can be fun, descriptive, or mystifying. Here's a bit of insight on plant names you may be familiar with. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Baby Tut, Prince Tut, and King Tut are all varieties of papyrus. The popularity of papyrus as a writing material in ancient Egypt inspired naming these varieties after Egypt's most famous king, King Tut. Growth habit and flower power were likely the inspiration for the wave petunia series. The original wave petunia was much larger than the existing petunias and required minimal grooming to produce large flower-covered plants. Tidal wave petunias are more upright, forming undulating mounds of flowers like a tidal wave. Some plants are named for plant explorers, family members, or famous individuals. Jim Crockett Boltonia is a compact cultivar of the North American native Boltonia. It was named for the well-known past host of the Victory Garden TV show. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You may not have heard his name, but the impact this young man left on our government is still felt today, even in things as simple as when you open your mailbox. We catch a story on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Although you may never have heard his name or know little about him at best, Charles Pinckney is a man whose work still impacts our country. Rick Hatcher tells that story from Pinckney's Snee Farm, just outside Charleston, South Carolina.
It was a family place. Their main house was in Charleston, and this was kind of their getaway country place. And also, this was a provisions farm where they grew the foodstuffs for the family house.
Charles became a lieutenant in the local militia and saw combat on several occasions before being taken prisoner by the British.
In those days, as an officer, he had a few more privileges than the average rank and file soldier would have, and he was able to be exchanged after being imprisoned for about a year.
In 1779, at the age of only 21, he was already a representative in the state's General Assembly. And by 1887, before the age of 30, he had a great hand in writing our U.S. Constitution that governs the land yet today.
He spoke over 100 times at the convention. He wrote a draft constitution, and conservatively, we believe at least 24 elements of the Constitution were authored by him, like the president will be the commander-in-chief. That was written by Charles Pinckney.
He was the second youngest delegate to the convention, and Hatcher says his contributions are found throughout the Constitution that he helped draft.
A postal system, a monetary system, having a bicameral governmental body, having a Senate and a House of Representatives. A lot of those are all attributed to Charles Pinckney.
Charles Pinckney died in 1824, and although many Americans have not heard his name, it was Pinckney, at the age of only 29, who helped draft some of the most important pieces of the document that still guides us today. Traveling the countryside in Charleston, South Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
Raise your own chickens, the egg yolks might be a darker color. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This doesn't necessarily mean the eggs are healthier. It just tells you what the chickens are eating as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
When you crack open an egg and see a vibrant yellow or orange egg yolk, most people assume that's a sign of a fresh, especially nutritious egg.
Jackie Jacob is an extension poultry associate at the University of Kentucky. She says a dark yellow or orange yolk doesn't typically mean it's healthier or fresher. These yolks are higher in beta-carotene, which is a vitamin A precursor. But whether this has biological significance or not is debatable. Jacob says the color of the yolk is a sign of what the chicken ate.
Well, you usually find orangier yolks with chickens raised on pasture with nice lush grass or legumes that they eat. And the pigment, the xanthophylls from that foliage, gets deposited into the yolks, giving it a oranger color.
If your chickens aren't pastured, Jacob says you can supplement their diet to get an orange yolk.
The commercial guys, when they want a darker yolk, they use marigold petals, the powder from it. You can also use dehydrated alfalfa if you don't want to go that route because you're getting the dry foliage. It still has the pigments in it. So typically a diet high in dehydrated alfalfa will give you darker yolks.
You can also give your chickens treats that are high in xanthophyll, such as carrots, apricots, pumpkins, red cabbage, and the leaves of most green plants. Some chicken breeds that have yellow skin and are fed diets high in xanthophyll will also have darker, more richly colored feet and beaks because any excess pigment not used to produce eggs is stored. This is why roosters with xanthophyll in their diet tend to have very yellow feet and beaks. Learn more about egg yolk color at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The voice of an angel breathing a lesson unheard, hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Till the darkness is over, wait till the tempest is done.
One of my children's favorite Bible stories is Noah's Ark. They love imagining the animals marching two by two.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
You know, Noah's Ark is a fun story, but it's also a very serious one. It shows how God protects you and how he provides instructions. God asked Noah to build an ark to prepare for a massive flood, and he gave very specific guidance. Noah did exactly what he was told, and Noah and his family and all the animals were saved as a result. You could say the same thing about creating a secure financial future. God gives you the resources to live your life, and he asks you to plan for what's ahead, whether it's an emergency, daily expenses, or retirement. And he asks you to care for others by being generous. So you may not have elephants or giraffes to worry about. Know that God is honored when you make wise financial decisions that reflect your faith and follow his instructions. Then you can live a life filled with contentment, confidence, and generosity.
The Chinese impose new regulations on imported meats. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
China is layering in new pandemic-related regulations on imported meats, and the U.S. meat industry has concerns about them. Joel Haggard of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says China has ramped up swab testing of imported meats and meat packaging.
At first, the testing was only conducted at ports during the product clearance process and on a sampled basis. But now China has implemented new rules mandating that all imported meat and poultry be tested again at inland cold stores and distribution centers before moving on to end users like supermarkets and restaurants.
Haggard says China is now mandating disinfection procedures on imported meats and has set up a traceability system as well. He says these have slowed down product clearance at ports and created some consumer pushback on imported meats and poultry.
These developments are coming at an inopportune time, as this really is the peak meat purchasing and consumption season leading up to the February 12th Lunar New Year. Overall, though, we expect these current hiccups to be temporary. And as China and the rest of the world lurch forward with vaccinations in the coming months, everyone will be trying to put this pandemic in the rearview mirror.
That's Joel Haggard of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. For Farm to Fork, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The American Farm Bureau Federation talked about legislative priorities during its virtual convention as the Biden administration takes over in Washington, D.C. Agriculture is worried about potential changes to the Clean Water Act, specifically relating to the former Waters of the U.S. rule, which was first established during the time Joe Biden was vice president. Parrish says making changes to the Clean Water Act will be hard to do in Congress.
The first thing we ought to know is that the 117th Congress is going to be under extremely close margins. The thing I want to emphasize about that is that we see absolutely no legislative path to amending the Clean Water Act one way or the other. Ultimately, what that's going to lead to is the Biden administration taking executive action. And we expect the Biden administration to have a large number of administrative priorities.
And Parrish talks about what some of those priorities will be over the next 4 years.
They want to expand WOTUS. They want to focus a lot on environmental justice for virtually all environmental decisions. They're also going to focus specifically on issues like nutrients, numeric nutrient criteria, as well as total maximum daily loads. The big wild card in this administration and this Congress is going to be what the courts do with regard to the Clean Water Act.
Parrish says the courts will be a wild card when it comes to what clean water policy will look like in the Biden administration.
The big questions with regard to the courts is, will we see a district court try to take down the navigable waters protection rule? If the answer to that is yes, then will it be nationwide?
Again, that's Don Parrish with the American Farm Bureau Federation speaking during their annual convention. A lot of questions remain about the incoming Biden administration. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The coronavirus still dominates the economy and continues to impact rural industries, but with vaccines rolling out, the virus will slowly loosen its grip in 2021. Shifts in the political landscape bringing new legislative possibilities, including an increased profitability of more COVID-19 financial aid and other fiscal spending, which are pushing up expectations for 2021 GDP growth. According to the new quarterly report from Kobach's Knowledge Exchange Division, it will likely be summer before the economy really begins to gain steam, but the second half of the year should power the economy to an annual growth of 4.5% to 5.5%. Dan Kowalski, vice president of the Kobach Knowledge Exchange Division, said while the economic outlook has improved, significant risks remain. Key among those risks, potential for more geopolitical crisis, business solvency, and a slower-than-expected receding of the pandemic, and persistence in the high rate of long-term unemployment. The steady climb in corn, soybean, and wheat prices during the fourth quarter of 2020 afforded growers and grain co-ops the opportunity to capture some significant margins. Since August, corn and soybean prices risen more than 60%. Wheat prices have gained more than 30%. The rally is a result of smaller-than-expected U.S. production, strong domestic demand for food, feed, and fuel, and continued large purchases for China, including the follow-through on actual grain shipments. The U.S. pork sector worked through a backlog of hogs over the summer and started the fourth quarter relatively current in most parts of the country, along with boosts in trade expectations following the discovery of African swine fever in Germany, delivered the best spot producer margins for the year back in October. U.S. beef demand performed well during the fourth quarter despite challenges in the food service environment. The beef cutout made a strong rally in November. SAG News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
We've been stuck at home eating pizza and ice cream, and that's good. Cheese, ice cream, and other dairy products are boosting the dairy industry on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office.
committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
I spent a lot of time cooking at home during this pandemic. Butter, yogurt, and cheese are well stocked in my fridge, and ice cream has its place too. I know I'm not the only one hunkering down with comfort food as COVID is driving us to the grocery stores to get milk and other dairy products for our families. Martha Kemper is the Vice President of Dairy Experience Demand at Midwest Dairy. She says the increase in home cooking has produced a huge spike of dairy product sales in the retail environment.
Butter has definitely seen some double-digit growth. Also, we've seen sour cream, creamer for your coffee, and cheese. You know, cheese and milk are probably the biggest in the dairy category. The latest numbers I saw year-to-date through the end of October, cheese sales were up 14%. And even fluid milk, which had been seeing some declines in previous years, is up almost over 2.5%, which is pretty significant based on the size of the category.
Dairy farmers have been hit hard over the past 5 to 6 years. Kemper says they found a silver lining from the pandemic, and she hopes the trend continues post-COVID.
My job, I think, and the team that I work with at Midwest Dairy is to figure out a way to capitalize on the renewed interest in dairy. It's provided a platform for us to have that conversation with consumers and just kind of reinforce what they've believed all along, and continuing to purchase dairy, I think, is probably our biggest opportunity ahead of us. So we'd like to figure out a way to continue that momentum, as of course would our farmers.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about dairy industry trends at agriculture.com.
John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier, offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Henke today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Corn and soybeans have struggled from the beginning. Kansas City wheat was holding on to some gains until about an hour ago, and that's given way to March KC wheat down 2.5 at 640.5. May KC wheat down 3 now at 643. Chicago, Minneapolis wheat tracking lower too. Corn is down, has been all day. March corn down 7.75 at 523.75. May down 8.75 at 526. March soybeans down 29.5 at 1387.25. May beans down 29.5 at 1385.25. March soybean meal is down $11.90 at 451.30. May's down 10.60 at 447.90. March bean oil is 6 points lower at 41.79. May's down 25 points at 41.24. So soybeans, corn, Kansas City wheat, all under pressure here as we go through the end of the marketing day as far as our futures markets are concerned. On the other hand, the cattle seem to be doing nicely. February live cattle up 55 at 113.32. April up 120 at 119.40. January feeder cattle 42 cents higher at 135 even. March feeders up 162 at 137.45. So a positive look for fat cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs, on the other hand, are having some issues. February hogs down 97 at 66.95. April hogs down 72 now at 71.92. So hogs are down, but cattle seem to be doing faring well. March cotton is up 50 points at 81.20. May is up 47 points at 82.09. So some positives for cotton. Crude oil is up. February crude is up 52 cents at 52.88. March is up 48 cents at 52.89. Plus signs for unleaded gas and heating oil, too. So mixed numbers all through our futures markets here as we head towards the end of the day on Tuesday. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
The new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333.1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number KA573.
Fairbury Livestock Company says thank you, buyers and sellers, for keeping the auctions going for over 30 years. From everyone at Fairbury Livestock Company in Fairbury, cattle sales every Tuesday, family-owned business since 1990. Call the Cattle Barn at 402-729-729.
3341. There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.